Hi, this is Sarah Giroux, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Mara, I'm 13 years old, and I play bassoon. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Mara. That was Mara playing the Kids Commute theme on her bassoon. Love that. We'd love to hear you play your instrument and play the Kids Commute theme. You can find out how at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters. Welcome to day three of Fanny Mendelssohn Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet after the music today. And today, a little romance for Fanny Mendelssohn and how she became Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel. Now, the Mendelssohn family was pretty well-to-do and a pretty prominent, important family in Germany. Dad was a banker, and of course her little brother Felix was a pretty popular composer. So if somebody wanted to marry Fanny, well, the family felt like he needed to be pretty cool. Well, when she was 16, she met her future husband. And he was an architecture student, actually, but he loved to paint. And at the time they met, he was 11 years older than she was and was not a famous artist. Because of that, her family didn't think he was really quite up to snuff as marriage material for Fanny. So he went away to Italy to work on his painting. And while he was gone, Fanny's mother would not let her write him letters. So she sneaked and wrote songs set to his poetry instead. Well, by the time he got home, he had to work pretty hard to be accepted by the parents, but got a big art show at the Royal Academy of Art in Berlin, and his talent was noticed by the King of Prussia. So he was appointed as Royal Court Painter, and that was finally good enough for Ma and Pa Mendelssohn and for Felix because they got married in 1829. In fact, the next year in 1830, they had one child named, this is a great name, Sebastian Ludwig Felix Hensel, named after her three favorite composers, Johann Sebastian Bach, Ludwig van Beethoven, and her brother Felix. Aww. Well, Wilhelm and Fanny built a house together, and she had her very own workroom. If you want to see a picture of that workroom, you can see it at our website, kidscommute.org. And she kept setting his poetry to music, like today's selection, Morgengruß, which means morning greeting. And it's a lovely poem about how beautiful the morning is. The only thing that this morning lacks, my love, is you. Here is Morgengruß, the morning greeting, performed by Vocal Concert Dresden with Peter Kopp. A Morning Greeting and Maybe Secret Love Letter by Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel, performed by Vocal Concert Dresden. Tomorrow, Fanny Mendelssohn wrote a musical conversation, and we will eavesdrop. Okay, kids commuters, Quizlet time. And now all week we're asking you this question, dropping you some hints. And if you get it right, we'll give you a shout out on the air, send you a prize envelope, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. All right, here is the question. Famous brothers Orville and Wilbur did something that literally changed the world. What are they famous for? Extra credit? What was their last name? Now, here's another hint. This thing that they're famous for is the process by which an object moves through an atmosphere without contact with the surface. Do you know? Send us the answer in a text message. Do not forget your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you don't know, don't stress. We'll have one more hint for you tomorrow. Now listen, you're on to us this week. So many of you have gotten this question right. Good job. Let's congratulate some more Quizlet aces this week. Anselm in Brethren, Fiona in Reed City, Sam and Jonah, Lucas in Traverse City, and Noah and Asher in Cedar. Good job, everybody. Way to catch us. And again, you get another hint tomorrow. That's it for today's Kids Commute. Have a wonderful day.
Interlaken Public Radio.